Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture. As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
At American Eagle, this spring, we're going wild for bold prints, utility-inspired looks, and can't-miss camo prints. Plus, don't miss your favorite jeans, now reimagined for max comfort without losing that authentic jean look. Shop in-store or online at AE.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Beautiful. Spring-like afternoon. I'm going to be very selfish for 10 seconds. Very selfish. I am taking tomorrow and Friday off, and I'm going to Florida. It's a yearly tradition. I visit my sister, my nephew, my brother-in-law. They live down there. And I got to be honest with you. The day I'm leaving or the day before I'm leaving, I don't want it to be 55 degrees.
Right. I got to like this.
Yeah. I want it to be 9 degrees. Like, I want it today. And I admit, completely selfish. That's why I acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. I want it today to be the coldest day of the year so that tomorrow, when I get on that 5 a.m. plane, and I get off that plane, mm-hmm. and I smell the disgusting humidity in Florida, I'm like, oh, that feels good. Right. But now it's 55, and it's like, yeah, oh, I gained a couple of degrees, whatever.
But now you're not worried about the plane tomorrow morning de-icing.
That's true.
I guess you could look at it that way.
That is very true.
I am concerned with the plane, you know, landing, because there's been so many weird plane issues over the last few weeks that... Yeah, I need to drug myself up before I get on that plane.
Very dicey, but honestly, the worst plane issue of them all. Did you see what happened on Southwest Airlines this week?
No.
A bunch of passengers joined together to sing Lee Greenwood's, what's his American song, his big song?
You don't know the song? God Bless the USA.
God Bless the USA.
Huh.
Passengers joined in. They all sung together. To me, you could talk about runway mishaps. That is the biggest plane issue of them all.
Why?
What's wrong with that?
It's a patriotic song. What's the problem?
I don't want 65 fellow passengers thinking that the plane is time for Say What karaoke. That is so distracting. Mind your business.
You're wrong.
What made it? What precipitated it? Why did that happen?
I don't know. It's gone viral everywhere, so I'm sure it was probably a cool moment. You can see there's a couple passengers not partaking. Like, will you guys just shut the heck up?
See, I like that. What would bother me is if, and that's where I thought you were going, if everybody was singing Fly Eagles Fly.
Well, that too. There should be no joint sing-alongs on planes.
Well, maybe it was just a bunch of, minded or familiar with each other people. Like, maybe it was a group of, you know what I mean?
But then you're rude to the people you're not like-minded with on
it's
the plane.
It's not rude. You're singing a cool song.
No, that's
rude. Greenwood's, that's a good song.
Were they good?
No.
Probably not.
It's not a problem with it's a good song. We all know it's a good song.
I will say, do you agree? Because I'm a big fan of this, and it feels like it doesn't happen anymore, but when I was a kid, the rare times we would fly, I remember when we would land, everybody would cheer.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of that.
Well, I think that only happens now when there's turbulence in the middle of the flight.
Right.
And it's like you're just anxious to get off. You're just like, just get this thing over with now, please.
Yes.
And then it lands. You're like, thank God.
Yeah, right. Thank God we're not dead. We're cheering.
I think we're going back to the unanimous cheer. Right?
Now, real quick, the NFLPA, they've been doing this for about 3 years now. The players grade their team.
Mm-hmm.
And they grade everything. How their families are treated, the dining facilities, the coach, the owner, everything. So the Giant and Jet grades came out. And I think the biggest headline that's come out of these grades is the fact that Woody Johnson was given an F. Now, there are five other owners that got somewhere in the D's, D-minus or a D or a D's not. But Woody is the only owner that got an F. And I'm not surprised. I mean, think about what Woody Johnson did this year.
Right.
He fired the head coach in the middle of, not even the middle of the season, early in the season. And then a report came out that basically his sons were dictating player personnel moves. Mm. Plus, we had the owner's son reportedly get involved in like post-game celebrations. So I'm not surprised it was an F. What I was surprised about was that last year, Woody got a B-.
All right. Well, I mean,
so what were they thinking last year?
Well, I think last year was they won the offseason, and despite Aaron Rodgers being injured and missing the entire year, there was an optimism that, hey, man, we're going somewhere. Like, we've been put in a position where we can potentially win a Super Bowl. And so it just felt good. This year, you fire your coach after week five when you're 2-3 and about to take the division lead if you beat the Buffalo Bills, and it just spirals everything. It's like, dude, all you had to do is do nothing, and maybe something good would have happened.
Right.
Instead, you made a very drastic move, and it crushed our season.
Made the season worse.
It made it infinitely worse.
There is and I certainly have this as a fan, there's an unknown of what could have happened if they kept Saleh as head coach.
Right.
And I'm not suggesting you they would have won the Super Bowl, but I am suggesting that they wouldn't have gone 5-12.
Yes.
That's what I'm telling
100%. You. 100%. Because, whatever you felt about Robert Saleh, it's not pertinent right now. It's the very tough, almost impossible position you put Jeff Ulbrich in.
What's the statute of limitations on taking L's with opinions that some of us get wrong, like really, really wrong?
Mm.
Like, is there a limitation? We have never discussed that with the L's.
I haven't fully read the Constitution.
Okay. So. And the only reason I bring that up is Tommy and I got into a very passionate argument about the subject before Robert Saleh was fired, where Tommy was like, they got to fire Robert Saleh.
Mm.
And I was like, bro, he's not a good head coach. I agree. But I was vehemently against doing it midseason, and we argued about that. And to Tommy's credit, unlike Sean, Tommy has admitted, I got that one wrong.
Right.
Like, Evan, you were right about that. I am curious, though, if him being as wrong as he was.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
where America shops for furniture.
Does qualify for L wearing.
I wasn't wrong that it wasn't the right, it was the right decision to do.
No, it wasn't.
Could they have hired Pete Carroll in the middle of the season?
No.
What do you mean, no?
That just doesn't happen. We had that argument as well, that it doesn't happen.
They just replaced him with somebody
that was...
What was
he doing? He was teaching?
Yeah.
No, but you can't... My point was not that you couldn't hire him, just like Bill. My point is, that's not going to work. You can't bring in someone from outside the organization in the middle of a football season say, go be the head coach.
But a lot of times when I...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
When it comes to weight loss, you can't just follow any old diet. Everyone's bodies have different needs. So when you're looking for a weight loss plan that will actually work for you, turn to Noom. Noom builds personal plans that can meet an individual's needs. Noom takes into account dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs to build a plan that works for you. Noom is built for your psychology and your biology, meeting you where you are. Noom understands that not everyone is starting from the same place and takes that into account. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. That's why Noom uses a psychology and biology-based approach, which accounts for your unique biological factors, which also affect weight loss success. The program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings, building a lifestyle of healthier habits. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com.
Head coach gets fired, you see an uptick in performance. We saw Antonio Pierce get a job out of that. Obrich just stunk. I mean, that's so...
But that,
the
was,
firing
your, that was the argument that you made. You said that they would be better off hiring an interim head coach. My argument to you was all around not defending Saleh. I thought Saleh stunk, but was around this will actually make things worse.
Right.
So I don't want to relitigate the argument. I just want to know from Tiki if Tommy should wear an L for it.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, fair enough. I see. We're good. We're all good.
Defending you here, Tommy.
Thank you.
Let's go. He just wants that L on me, too.
It was too long ago.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, good. So statute limitations.
It's not the argument. It was that too much time has gone by. Yes. Fair enough. Let's go to John in Spring Lake, New Jersey. What's up, John?
First and foremost, Evan, how could you possibly think that anything that Tom Brady would do in line of tampering would benefit the Jets? There's nothing Tom Brady has ever done that would ever benefit the Jets. And I think someone named Joe Beningo would agree with me on that.
I am just painting. You know what? You know what Joe would agree with me on? Joe has always said that when something epic happens or something amazing happens, like the Cubs winning the World Series or the Red Sox winning the World Series, or in our case, the Jets winning the Super Bowl, it would have to be done in an epic way. And all I'm saying is, wouldn't it be epic for the Jets to finally find their franchise quarterback, singularly because Tom Brady committed a mistake that cost his team a pick that moved the Jets up one slot to draft the quarterback. That's all I'm saying. That would be epic.
That would be. And then I guess the second part, Tiki, how much stock do you really take in this NFLPA annual report card? Because now if a post says, what, a culture of fear?
Right.
It's like, wow, can we put that on the billboards on I-95 for it to sell Jets season tickets?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I mean, look, I think what you take from this report card is that the players were ridiculously upset with how this all went down this past season, how Woody Johnson got involved. Now, if it had been, why am I forgetting the general manager's name now?
Of who? My team?
Yeah, the
Muji.
Jets. No, last year.
Joe Douglas.
If Joe Douglas had said, I've made the decision to move on from Robert Saleh, it's not good for us, and I consulted with Woody, and Woody said it was all right, Woody probably would have gotten a C or so. C-minus, something like that. But because it was Woody injecting himself into football operations unilaterally, I guess with his brother, so it was, you know, them two, firing their head coach 5 games into the season, It just left a bad taste in everybody's mouth.
So I looked at...
That's what the F comes from.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think it's anything else.
100%.
The facilities are great. The people over there are great. It was all about how they handled the coaching situation.
So I looked at every owner's grade on the NFL report card, every single one of them. Every single one of them. And if you looked at every one of them, you would realize these grades do not make sense in terms of if the organizations are good or not.
Right.
The Kansas City Chiefs. They're a good organization.
Yeah.
C minus.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
I wonder why that is. I bet it's their facility has just gotten old.
Completely. Because again, a lot of the grades were various things that I think fans don't care about. Right. You care about, which right. I respect, like players care about.
Right. What's the training room look like? Right. What's the food situation like?
Right.
Right. Do I have some place for my wife and kids to be on game day if I have a young kid and it's like chaos?
And as a fan, what I'd say is I wish my team had A's for everything because I want my players to be treated well as a fan. But ultimately, like, we don't care that much. But the Patriots got a D and the Steelers got a D. Mm-hmm. There were three teams that got A+. Are you ready to hear the owners that got A+?
Go ahead.
The Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
The Atlanta Falcons and the Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. The Las Vegas Raiders got an A. Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't get an A. I have no idea.
I think so much of this is facilities. Like, what's the... Because think about this. The Raiders facility is new. The Minnesota's is relatively new. Atlanta's is gorgeous, even if it's not that new.
Right.
And they're displaced from, you know, Atlanta proper. So you don't feel any of the angst from, you know, being in the city. And then, who was the other one? Miami?
Miami.
You're in Miami.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't matter if it's new. You're in Miami.
And just for Giant fans, John Mara and the Giants got a C+. There were 2, 4, 6, 8, like 12 teams below. So it's somewhere in the middle. I don't know what to take out of the grades, honestly. Mm-hmm. Here's what I know. Woody Johnson, if you're listening, I was not a great student. Never got an F. Not one time. And I came close, especially with Earth Science. But let me tell you something. Earth Science killed me. Kicked my ass.
What is Earth's
rocks?
Rocks?
Rocks, prehistoric time periods.
Yeah, the tectonic plates.
Fossils.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I've gotten more,
I can see that.
I've gotten more interested in Earth science as time has gone by. Like if I took a test right now, I'd probably be interested in reading more about it. But biology, that was another one. Couldn't stand biology.
I loved biology. I don't
really?
Know why. We dissected a frog.
Yeah.
And we also did a frog and something else. I can't remember. But AP bio it took. It was awesome.
Were you straight A's?
I was straight A's.
Yeah. I had a B average, and what's funny is I never got B's.
Huh.
Because the subjects...
How is that possible?
I'll tell you exactly how. The subjects I cared about, I would destroy... Like, history, A+. Not
even
close.
Oh, I see. I got you.
Math, for a while, A+.
You're on other sides of it.
Science, D-. Barely pass. You're right? So it was so extreme what I cared about and what I didn't care about that I'd always end up with a B, and I don't think I ever walked home with an actual B.
That's funny.
If that makes any sense.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Running an online business is hard enough without the stress and time consumption of managing hosting. Whether managing one WordPress site or dozens, Kinsta's managed solutions offer speed, enterprise-grade security, and an intuitive dashboard. With 24/7, 365 human-only expert support, get peace of mind that your sites stay online, secure, and performing their best. Start today and get your first month free with migrations handled for you. Learn more at kinsta.com/podcast. That's kinsta.com/podcast.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?